going down.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody, to 3-Point Stance with Sean Smith, Drew Garrison, Season 2, Episode 12. We are in week what, Drew?
We're going into week 11. Week 10 just wrapped up.
Oh, man. I can't believe the season is going so fast. You know what I mean? We're going so fast. With all that being said, let's get right into it with the Philadelphia Eagles losing on Monday Night Football to the Washington Commanders.
To Taylor Heinicke, no less.
On the road.
I didn't see it coming. I didn't think there was any way in hell that we were going to see the Commanders take down the Eagles. It's such a weird game. There was a very bad call, in my opinion, at the end of that. The hit on Brandon Graham. Everybody on Twitter is breaking it down and taking pictures. I understand that if you slow it down and do slow-mo and do shit on Twitter, you can look one way. But watching it in real time, I don't think Brandon Graham really had that much time to pull up after Heinicke took the knee. So I didn't like that. But
I was there at the game in action.
Oh, yeah. You were Kyron's family, right?
Yeah. So it was just crazy to see that in the end zone. I was in the end zone watching it. It was like, wow, it was like a BS call. I mean, but even after all of that, deep ball catches it, then he fumbles it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there was definitely still a shot there for him. But, man, I've always liked Taylor Heinicke. I always thought that they should probably just run with him instead of Wentz.
Yeah, I think Wentz is just, you know, Wentz is still riding off. He got a Super Bowl ring, so. You know,
he wasn't even playing. Nick Foles won that game. He got the ring, but he was hurt. He didn't even play. He didn't play the whole playoffs. Nick Foles
doesn't matter. Super Bowl, you have Super Bowl next to your name. That means something.
I mean, don't get me wrong. The ring still counts. He's still a Super Bowl champion, but let's not put him in a Super Bowl winning quarterback category here. Motherfucker didn't even play in the game.
Got you. But you're right about that. Shifting gears, what about your team, Tampa, Tom Brady?
Hey, they went out there in Germany and was bullying. They were playing. Did you see how fast Julio Jones looked? Julio hasn't looked that fast in 5 years.
It looks healthy, right? It looks healthy again.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what it is. It looks like he's healthy. I mean, he was moving. They came out. They were hitting hard from the start. That, like, Tampa wanted that. Geno didn't have his magic going. He actually started cooking a little bit in garbage time when it didn't matter. But, yeah, man, Tom Brady, Giselle got that new dude they're talking about, man. He might be motivated.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's better than making, you know, just being Hollywood. There's a lot going on people probably didn't even know about, you know?
I mean, probably, but maybe, you know.
That's why he was leaving camp, personal issues. Come on, that's why you had to take a break. Yeah. Just all that was going on, you know. I feel sorry.
But they're saying Giselle's with some Brazilian jiu-jitsu trainer now or something. I don't know if that's true, but if it is, it kind of reminds me of a Kevin Gates quote, you know, big Gates fan, where he said, once that pain heals and that hurt don't hurt no more, bitch, I'm going to shit on you. And Tom Brady did in Germany.
Well, guess what? They're 5-5 and still a chance to win a division, right?
Yeah, they got a chance to win that division because the Panthers dropped the Falcons last week, too. That Falcons team was struggling, man. The Panthers defense stepped up big time last week. Baker Mayfield out there headbutting people and shit. Marcus Mariota, let's be real. We know what Marcus Mariota is. The Falcons need to put in Desmond Ridder. They need to find out if they need a quarterback or not because it's not Marcus Mariota. Go figure out if the quarterback you drafted is the guy or not.
Yeah, but I think Art just didn't want to kill the kid as a rookie and kill him as a confidence either. You know, some guys, you know what I mean? You got to think about
Maybe, but come on now. We're far enough into this thing where it's time to figure out who's who, and we know who Marcus Mariota is, so why don't we find out who Desmond Ridder is?
True, you got some validation there. I can't be mad about that. Also, man, what do you think about your Lions beers? Dan Campbell gets his first road win. You know, I mean, what is that?
This game actually got me in trouble. I don't know if you saw, but I got fucked up on Twitter. People were after my ass because I said, even though they lost, even though he was playing the shitty Lions defense, I feel like Justin Fields has a higher ceiling as a complete quarterback than Lamar Jackson. And you would have thought that I said that some super crazy shit or something. People came at me crazy. It got like a, I looked at it. I don't know what impressions meant until earlier, but it got a million impressions. So I guess a million people saw my tweet. People went fucking crazy over it for me. But the Bears are starting to do things that benefit Justin Fields and fit Justin Fields' play style. And that's the best thing that they can do, because that's what they hadn't done up to this point or until the last three or four games. When you have a quarterback, you can fit your offense around what he does best, and that's going to make him better. That's going to make your team better. I think Miami's doing a great job of that with Tua, because I've never been a Tua guy. I've always thought Tua sucked. But when you get the right coach, you get the right pieces, and you build the offense around his skill set, he's going to excel. And I think that's what's happening in Chicago. But they did lose first road win of his career for old Motor City Dan Campbell, who I like a lot. So they're still fighting. It's impressive because their defense has been historically bad. But I think that, you know, he's got everything you want in a head coach, I think. I think he delegates well to his staff, his assistants. I think his players will run through a damn wall for him. But he needs a quarterback to take the next step, because it's not golf.
True. That is true. That is true. I mean, you hit valid points, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah. See, man, the people on Twitter are coming after me. They don't know how smart I actually am, because I'm a dumbass on the internet. But that's when I look at what's going on in Chicago, I just feel like they got a ton of money to spend in this offseason. I think it's over $100-some million in cap space. They got Fields. It seems like they're trying to get him weapons. They got Claypool. I'm not huge on Claypool, but they tried. They're building the offense around him. So I think they're going to take the next step, which makes the win for Detroit feel a little bit more, you know, important to me, because they took down what I think is an ascending quarterback and an ascending team in the league. So they're not quitting on him. Let's move on to the Vikings and the Bills. That game was one of the craziest games I've ever seen in my damn life. The Bills get the fumble recovery. It's not the fumble recovery. They get the goal line stand, 40-some seconds left. The Bills' official Twitter tweets out that the ball game is over. Josh Allen gets under center, fumbles the snap. Recovered in the end zone by the Vikings. We go to overtime. Oh my God, that game was nuts. Now I'm wondering, Josh Allen's got the elbow problem. Do you think that had anything to do with his snap? Because I know that they were worried about him being able to grip the football in practice leading up to that game. Do you think maybe something's going on with that elbow made him kind of drop the ball a little bit?
Nah, I don't think so. I
mean, so Minnesota gets the recovery. Oh, go ahead.
No. I don't think so. I just think fumble the ball. He thought he had it, busy trying to get the sneak, and he moved before he got, you know what I mean?
So then they recover. Game goes to overtime. Josh Allen's throwing a strike toward the end zone, gets picked off. Oh, Pat P. Everybody seemed to forgot about Patrick Peterson, but he's back. Pat P. picks it off, gets the closer chain, you know, on the plane. He's covered in chains and all that shit. So the Vikings, man, we got to start respecting the Vikings. I feel like we kind of touched on it last week, but not enough people are talking about how good Minnesota is.
Because they're not used to – they're used to Minnesota, you know, a couple times doing good, and then next thing you know, they choke.
Right, but, I mean, same record as Philly now. They're right there. So they got that division pretty much locked down. Kevin O'Connell's got them playing. Kirk Cousins doing his thing. I don't think Kirk Cousins is, you know, a top 10 quarterback or anything, but he's getting it done. So we got to start looking at the Vikings as a legitimate threat in the NFC, especially after we watch Philly go lose to Washington.
Yeah, but I always have been said the Vikings have been in the mix. I always had them in the top two or three. Remember, I always said Philly first. Then I said the Vikes. Then I said it's a toss-up after that. I said you can have the Cowboys. You never know what they do. I said they'll start out how they're doing, then they'll choke.
Yeah, they went and lost to Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. I think that was – just something I saw coming. I didn't see Aaron Rodgers losing again. So, I mean, when you have a game that goes that crazy and they find a way to win and they gut it out, I look at that as, okay, wow, they found another way to win games. Kind of like I said with Philly earlier in the year. They find a way to win. They've won multiple ways. So I think they're a complete team, too, that everybody has to take notice of.
No, most definitely. Most definitely. You have to. If you don't, you'd be a fool, man. Man, shout out to our sponsor, Everman Water, one of the sponsors for us, for the show. We also got Cookie Society. What's the other company, the bets that you're dealing with, man, that you've been doing, you know, since you was talking about Bad Bet Monday or something. You
know, yeah, yeah. So
I got some bets, man.
Betfred Sports is actually the official sports betting partner of the Bengals. So I linked up with them. I'm going to do some work for them. I'm going to host their Bad Beat Mondays segment. We got some more stuff in the works. I'm going to be down there at a lot of games in the suite, eating all the hamburgers, all that shit. But yeah, man, they're the official sports betting partner of the Bengals. So that's where I'm going to be doing my betting. I cannot wait until January because in Ohio I can start making all kinds of these crazy ass bets, and I'm going to make a bunch of them.
Bet that's even better probably for, you know, football season, though, still especially with playoffs in January.
Oh yeah, it's going to come. It's going to come right before Buffalo comes to town for Monday Night Football. And while we're talking about things like that, man, I want to give a shout out to you. And the 91 Ways Foundation. I sent my donation to you right before we started recording the show here.
I got that. Appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Not a problem. So to fight hunger, you know, help people with meals here in the holiday season as Thanksgiving gets up and running, man. So shout out to you for doing that. Shout out to the 98 Ways Foundation. If you're listening to this, you can go to www.seansmith91ways.com to find ways to donate. There's an Instagram at 91, the numbers 91, Ways, WaysFDN. So shout out to you, man. If you guys are able to help out this holiday season, I know it gets a little bit rough out there for everybody, but if you're able to donate, please do help some people get a good meal this Thanksgiving season.
Man, appreciate that. Appreciate that. Yes, man, sir, that's something, man, I've been doing for a long time, man. So I just like to get back to my community and bless people, you know, because it's just a fortune. Everybody take a guaranteed a meal, you know, understand how what a warm meal could do for somebody's soul.
Yeah, absolutely, man. See, when it gets to Thanksgiving for me, my parents are divorced. My fiance, her parents are split. So we have, you know, multiple places we got to hit. We got multiple places we have to go for Thanksgiving. So I'm very lucky because I have, you know, 3-4 households welcoming me with a hot meal, but I know that everybody out there doesn't have that luxury. Some people have to struggle to find a meal every day. So, you know, something I was glad to give some money to donate, to try to help you out. And, you know, glad to see that you're doing that as the holiday season rolls around. And Thanksgiving means one thing, baby. It's the sweet potatoes with the marshmallows on top. That's the move.
We call those candy yams. My guy, we got to have the candy yams, man. You know, you call the sweet potato casserole, you know? But hey.
Now, there's a difference between the candy yams and the sweet potato casserole. I figured that out. They're both of them bang, though. Both of them smack. So I'll eat them both.
I'm glad you know. Yeah. Let's also talk about the cheese. How about them cheese? Since you want to be in the Thanksgiving spirit, a good mood. Let's talk about we're in a good mood. My Chiefs won, huh? Everybody thought it was the rules last week, I thought, huh?
Nah, I didn't pick against them, did I? There was no way I picked against them.
Oh, okay.
Nah, I didn't. Sure, see, I knew. Man, Mahomes is on one, man. What can I say? We all said he was going to – I said he was going to be worse without Tyreek. He's not. He's making Marquez Valdez, Scantling, and Juju look better than they are, and that's what elite quarterbacks do because he's probably the best quarterback in the game. So, I mean, I can't hate on him, but he still is 0-2 versus Joe Burrow. So, I mean, I'm not really too pressed. I'm not afraid to give Pat Mahomes his props. He is what he is. He's a fucking
All I know is who has a ring, who doesn't.
Yeah, I know. That's where we always go with it. I can't say that's
how in every conversation, right? Baby. As my boy Jason McCourty may say on Good Morning Football. Ooh, wee, right? Go for the gusto, baby. That's what we're gonna go for. Why not?
That's fine. Don't let the Bengals get a ring, man. I'm gonna act the fuck up every day. You won't be able to. You're gonna drive that van.
You know, one minute. You sound like the typical fan when I see your tweet sometime too. When the Bengals, I was like, look at him. He's mad. I think it's bad luck because he drove the van to the stadium. You know.
There was a streak. I drove it for the Super Bowl when I rented out the place, had my Super Bowl party, and then they lost the first two games of this year when I was driving it, so I had to park it for a minute. And then we got back on the right track, and then on Halloween, I was busy. I had Halloween, you know, do trick-or-treat with my daughter, get my daughter to bed. I ran to my boy's house to watch the game. I just took my truck. I didn't take the van, so I feel like it kind of fucked the streak up. So, you know, that shit's important. But, man, I am a typical fan, you know, and that's why when I'm talking shit on Twitter, if I'm shitting on Zach Taylor or I'm shitting on a player, like, I'm not trying to be an asshole. It just is what it is. I watch the game. And they got a big one coming up this week, man. Pittsburgh, we're 0-3 in the division right now, which is tough. cannot go 0-4. TJ Watt's back, so you know all that shit that he did in the first game with that little dirty cheap shot on Burrow. I hope Burrow remembers. So that's a big game coming up too. I'm ready for it. I actually linked up with a Steelers fan. I hate Pittsburgh. I hate that team more than I hate anything in the world. But I linked up on Twitter with a Steelers fan, and there is a GoFundMe that they have. It's called Rocking Around the 412. It's a charity where they help out kids with Christmas. And Joe Burrow has a foundation to stop food insecurity and hunger that he donates to. So I linked up with this guy on Twitter. I said, look, we hate each other. Our teams hate each other, but let's turn this into something good. So we got a $50 bet. If the Bengals win, he's going to donate $50 to the Joe Burrow Foundation. If the Steelers win, I'm going to donate $50 to Rocking Around the 412. So we can actually take this holiday spirit that we're talking about and keep it going, even in a game where the teams hate each other. So shout out to Joe. Shout out to Rocking Around the 412. We're going to get somebody some money out of this deal, but I hope that, you know, obviously I hope he's paying up.
Oh, man, that's great. That's awesome. Since we're speaking on next week and everything, man, let's jump right into with the picks. Your picks, man. Your weekly picks. You know what I mean?
We got to talk about this here. So we are sitting at – you are at 79-69-1. I'm at 93-56-1. My lead did grow this week by 2 games up to 14, but I got to be real with you. Neither one of us had a good week at all. I went 6-8. You went 4-9. We had all kinds of shit. It was all messed up. So not a good week for anybody, but I still picked up 2 games.
Yeah, that was the week I was supposed to make my comeback. I don't know, man. I keep saying keep hope alive, man. I only got a couple more weeks to say keep hope alive, so.
that's kind of where I'm at, man. I feel like I might run away with this, but we're gonna go into the week 11 schedule, which is gonna start tomorrow night on Thursday Night Football with the Titans and the Packers. That's actually a good game. I feel like Rodgers kind of got right a little bit. Maybe he did motherfuck his coach though. There was a fourth down call or something like that.
Yeah, he did.
And as soon as Rodgers threw the ball away, and as soon as he let it go, he looked around at his coach. He said, what the fuck, or something like that. So he was still pissed. So we still got that to watch out for. So that's going to be a big game because, you know, Vrabel and the boys keep finding a way to win. I don't understand, you know, why I thought Derrick Henry was washed at the beginning of the year because he's clearly not. So let's get into that game, man. Who are you going with? You got the Packers, you got your old team, the Titans?
I think I'm going to go with the Titans. Even though I think Favre's going to win, I think the Titans going to run the ball.
I'm going to go with the Packers because it's in Lambeau. I think that Rodgers kind of found his guy with Watson, hit him for 3 touchdowns last week. I think they're going to get some mojo rolling. So I'm going to pick the Packers. And then we got Bears-Falcons. I can't ride as hard for Justin Fields as I have been lately. And if you'll see, that is a Michigan jersey that you see on the screen if you're watching this. So I'm not an Ohio State fan. I fuck with Michigan very heavy. They're going to beat the hell out of Ohio State in a week or so. But I can't ride the Justin Fields train as hard as I have and take all the shit I took on Twitter for that without picking them over the Falcons. I'm going with the Bears.
Is that game at the Falcons?
That game is in Atlanta.
I'm going Atlanta.
Your boy Artie Smith, I understand it. You got to ride with your boy. And then we're going to –
I just feel like Chicago's just been barely winning. So.
Okay. We go to Browns-Bills. This is in Buffalo. They're talking about crazy amounts of snow up there, like blizzard-type shit in Buffalo. The Bills have lost to the Jets. They just come off that emotional, gut-wrenching loss to the Vikings last week. Might be a fucking blizzard. Might be hard to throw the ball. I hate to do it, but I have to pick Cleveland. I think it's going to be a Nick Chubb game. And when I look at the weather conditions that they're talking about, I think the team that runs the ball the best will win, and I think that'll be Cleveland.
I think Allen makes up for it. They're going to bounce back, Buffalo.
So you got the Bills. All right. Eagles, Colts, we got, you know, Philly coming off that tough loss. The Colts coming off 1-0 with Jeff Saturday, man. Everybody's hating on Jeff Saturday for getting a job coming off of TV and all that. And he comes in, puts Matt Ryan back in, and gets a dub. So yeah, it's hard to hate on him now. He's 1-0 as a head coach in the NFL. With that said, I'm going with the Eagles. They're going to bounce back.
Yeah, I'm going with the Eagles too.
I got love for what Jeff Saturday is doing, but I don't think it carries over to a team as good as the Colts. And then we got Jets and Patriots. That one's in New England, so that's going to be up in the northern part of the country where the weather might be a factor up there too.
I'm going Pats.
I think for the Bengals, it's better if the Patriots win. I think or it might not be. I don't know. It don't matter. I gotta take that out of it. I can't tell because there's wild card and division implications there. So I might be wrong on that. I saw it the other day, but I forget. I'm gonna take that out of it though. I'm just gonna go with my brain. Belichick's gonna get it done. I'm going with the Patriots. You went Patriots as well, right?
Yeah.
Well, the thing about Bill Belichick is no matter what it is, he will take away the thing that you do best and make you find another way. And I'm not sure that that's going to happen with the Jets quite yet. We got Rams and Saints. Rams and Saints in New Orleans. Andy Dalton is getting the start again. That was announced today. I'm going with the Saints because Cooper Kupp is out. Cooper Kupp's out for at least 4 weeks with an ankle injury, so I think that that is going to give the Saints the edge. I think Stafford's going to be kind of lost without him. Who you got?
Yeah, you bring up some valid points. I'm going to go with the New Orleans Saints, even though I don't like Carrot Top.
Carrot Top? Oh, man. Andy, you going to do him like that? You going to call him Carrot Top? It's cold-blooded. And then we got Lions and Giants. That's in New York. Brian Daboll got another big win last week, against the Texans. Obviously, the Texans aren't great, but they still find ways to win. Saquon might be the best running back in the league right now. He's up there in the Chubb-Henry conversation. Lions defense is still bad. I know they got a win last week. I'm going with the Giants, though.
Of course. Come on. You already know who I'm going with. Giants. G-Man!
The New York football Giants. All right, then we got Panthers and Ravens. That's in Baltimore. I got Ravens fans nice and fucking mad at me. They might like this better, though, because I'm picking Baltimore. I don't think P.J. Walker is going to beat Lamar. I just can't see it. As much as I would love to watch Baltimore lose, I just can't see it.
Nah, but shout out to the Panthers. And the QB they signed, Derek King, the quarterback who's been at Miami, University of Houston, too. He's one of Team Sports clients. So they just signed him to the practice squad. So who knows? They might elevate him this week, with PJ being out. So, But even with that being said, man, I'm not going with the Panthers.
Yeah, I just don't feel comfortable doing that. I can't risk any game leads on that. So we're going to go with the Ravens for both of us on that one. And then we got Washington coming off that big win going down to Houston. Playing on the Texans. Taylor Heinicke is going to get the start again. Ron Rivera announced that today. I'm riding the Taylor Heinicke vibes and the drinking beer covered in chains after the game shit, him buying Jordans every time he wins a game, all that. I like that shit. I think it's cool. I'm going to Washington.
Washington. You know what? You bring up some valid points.
I'm in my bag today.
I'm just trying to think. Yeah, you're in your bag. But are they on the road again to the Texans?
They are in Houston, yeah.
Mills at quarterback. Of their defenses suck, right? Well, Texans is just turmoil right now.
You cut out. I'll edit it. But who'd you pick? Just say it again.
I picked the Commanders.
The Texans. Okay, so you think
the Texans is going to struggle? They still got a lot going on. Lovey is trying to find life right now. So.
Okay, so we got Washington there too. And then we got Raiders and Broncos. That's in Denver. That's the battle of two super disappointing teams. In Denver, I'm going to go with the Raiders just because I think I'm going to go with the Broncos just because I think the Raiders are in real, real trouble. Josh McDaniels out here losing to the dude that was on TV last week. So I'm going with the Broncos.
Ooh, I'm going with the Broncos, too. The Raiders, Josh McDaniels gets fired. He's getting fired in 2 weeks.
You think? Is that the bold prediction?
Last year. I mean, think about it. Went to the playoffs with a shitty roster last year, and now Josh McDaniels, you're supposed to be a great coach, and we can't even fucking win.
But they got Devontae Adams after that, too.
Yeah, but that's what I keep trying to tell you. The quarterback sucks. Telling you that.
He was crying after the game. He cares so much, man.
I was going to fuck with that fake character. He's worried about his contract. He sucks. All
right, and then we got the Cowboys going to Minnesota to play the Vikings coming off that big win. Is the Vikings vibe going to continue, or are they going to ride high? I am going with the Vikings as well. I think that they're going to keep that going. Kevin O'Connell's got those guys ready to run through a brick wall. Now we're getting to the good games. We're getting to the good games of the week. 425, CBS, in Pittsburgh, Bengals, Steelers. You know where I'm at. You know what I'm doing. You know how I'm rocking. So just give me your pick.
Steelers.
Why? Tell me why. Why are you making that pick?
Rivalry game.
Yeah. But see, man, it's not week one anymore. Burrow's not, you know, a month off of an appendix surgery where he lost 30 fucking pounds. He's back. We don't got Ja'Marr Chase. He's going to be out probably until he might come back against Tennessee after that.
But so now you sound like a typical fan again. Let me tell you, anytime I'm going to get a button so I can start when you start sounding like a fucking fan instead of a fucking host, okay? I'm just going to tell you that shit, all right, bro? Because
man, look at my shirt. Look at my hat. Look at the jerseys hanging behind me. I can't help it.
I give two fucks. Look at the jersey behind me. Look, hey, guess what, buddy? Hey, I take my team, hey, but you don't see me pounding the cheeks every goddamn 5 fucking minutes, okay? Hey, it's okay. This is how I'm going to kill you again.
It is what it is, though.
Until you get a fucking Super Bowl ring.
This is who I am.
Until you get a fucking Super Bowl ring, it's kumbaya, kumbaya, all right, my guy? Please, sir. Thank you.
Look, I know you're in a rush because you're going to that TCU game.
It's not even about being in a rush to see my goddaughter play. It's not even about that. I don't want to talk about your fucking boohoo Bengals. They're coming off a bye week, first of all. All right, it's not like they.
Yeah, they're gonna get a big ass dub.
Dub these, motherfucker.
So that was supposed to be Sunday Night Football, but it got flexed out for the game that I'm about to talk about now: the Chargers and the Chiefs. Your Chiefs got the Chargers coming to town. The Herbert Mahomes matchup that, you know, everybody wants to see, some playoff implications in there. That is in LA, so that means it's going to pretty much be a home game for the Chiefs because the Chargers can't get nobody to show up to watch the fucking games. But since you're being such a damn hater to me right now, I'm going with the Chargers. Chargers are going to beat the Chiefs Sunday night football.
Hey, fans, I'm glad you guys are listening and you hear him sound like a fucking bitter bitch right now because.
Oh, no.
Because he's going with a team off emotion right now. He hates my Chiefs so bad, he's going off emotion, knowing the Chiefs are going to beat the Chargers. Knowing also, this is two great quarterbacks, young quarterbacks of the league, the future of the league, the face of the league, how Tom Brady and Peyton Manning used to be. So these are guys, you know what I mean? Joe Burrow's third to these guys, okay? So he gets upset when Justin Herbert gets brought up in topics because, you know, Burrow's not better than Mahomes, okay? So get off the fucking wagon and let's face the fucking fact. Chiefs will beat
about that real quick. I don't really have any beef with the Chargers. You want to talk about that real quick, though. Why is Herbert still getting a pass after the last two drives of that game he had last week where he shit the bed and pissed down his leg? If that was Burrow, he would be getting fucking ripped apart by everybody. Why doesn't Herbert gets a pass still, and I don't get it.
It's no different than Josh Allen. Nobody's ripping him all week.
He's been choking, too.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway.
My boy.
Anyway, I could go on about that forever. Let's not do that. We got Monday night football. We got the Niners and the Cardinals. I don't know if Kyler's going to play. So we had some kind of weird issue. All of Sean's equipment dropped out. He is actually on the road. He's getting ready to head out to watch his goddaughter play from UTSA, playing TCU down there in the Dallas-Fort Worth area where he's from. Well, it's about an hour away from where he's at. So he had to go, but he is taking the 49ers in that game. I am also taking the Niners. So that is going to wrap up our picks. That is actually going to wrap up the show for the this week, season 2, episode 12. We're going to be back in here next week breaking everything down, hopefully with all of our audio issues fixed. Shout out to Cookie Society. Shout out to Evermore Water. Big shout out to Betfred Sports. I'm going to be back in here next week making fun of Sean because Justin Herbert's going to beat the Chiefs. I'm going to roast his ass next week, and we're going to be back in here ready to go. Thank you for tuning in. If you get a chance, like, subscribe, share, all that good stuff to help the podcast platforms out as we keep going with this. Check out our episode last week with Willie Anderson. If you haven't heard that, we will see you next week. Thanks for tuning in to 3-Point Stance. It's going down.